Welcome, Avirim Yerushalmi. You're holding a Ma'aseh Sheni, Daven and Daled, in the Ohi Zohar edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daven and Gimel, Amud Beis, in the bottom. We're in the middle of the Sugya. Who takes Ma'aseh Rishon? Is it only a Levi, or a Kohen could take it as well? So the Gemara says the following. We're starting four lines from the bottom. Rav Yanai Mavkid Likrivoy. Rav Yanai said, ordered his Mishpacho, Kedavim Chakorin Aro. When you go and you rent out a land, take it only from Choyel, not from Koyanim. Take it only from Israeli. Why? Because a Koyan who is giving out his field as Chakirus, type of rental, he keeps for himself the Truma. And many of the Koyanim take the Maaser as well. So if he felt, or if Yanni felt, they should not take the Maaser. He held that Koyan should not take the Maaser. So don't rent from the Koyan, because he's going to come to take the Maaser, and that is a problem. Says the Gemara, no. Even if you hold that you don't give Maaser the Kohen, still the Kohen who owns the land could keep the Maaser. Meaning, even though a Kohen is not supposed to take a Maaser from another person, but from his own self, whatever grows in his field, he could keep the Maaser. You don't take a Maaser from the hands of the Kohen if it grew by him. So the Gemara, what's the source? This is the pasuk that says that the Levim take Maaser from Yisrael. So you dash it from here. Meis bnei Yisrael at moitzi. Can use here the gears of Chaim. Meis bnei Yisrael at moitzi. Vein at moitzi mikoyin. You don't take it from a koyin. You take it from the Yisrael, you take the Maaser to give it to a Levi. But you don't take it from a Kohen to give it to a Levi. So here you know the source, that if the Kohen already owns it, it's his, he doesn't give Maaser to the Levi. Another drush that we have, again, using Gersa of Chaim, based on the Gruah. So here we're learning another din. If there's a Yisrael, always gives to the same Kohen, the same Levi. He, every single year, every single harvest, he gives to the same Kohen, all the trumas that he has, he gives the Maaser Rishon to the same Levi. So then you don't have to do a kinyan, and nobody else has a claim on the Truma Maaser. Makiri Kohen Levi means they know each other. It's as if they have a relationship that always the Yisrael gives to him, so automatically it belongs to that specific Kohen and that specific Levi. This goes like a Blazer. The Blazer Dash is similar to Drosho. Ketikru Meiz Meisrael is a Maaser. You take from Yisrael the Maaser, Meisbe Yisrael at Moitzi, Ve'ad Moitzi min a Goy. You take from Yisrael, but not from a Goy. A Goy doesn't have to do Maaser. And therefore, anybody who buys from a Goy also doesn't have to do Maaser. This discussion, if the Maaser needs to be given to a Koyin, it's a Machlokes. He says you don't give Maaser to Koyin. He holds you do give a Maaser to a Koyin as well. Says the Moamaisi Rabbi Shua ben Chananu Lebchelozu ben Azayo. So he has to mechtiba achal de moisu bechol mokoim. Boy voichlo imo bekever. It says you can eat it anywhere. Maisa means you can eat anywhere. That means you can eat it even in the base chorus, even in the mokav tumo. If you give it to a koyin can eat it in the mokav tumo. Omo le mao bechol mokoim bazar. No, the opposite. He's dashing wrong. Bechol mokoim doesn't mean even mokav tumo. It means even in the azar, in the area the only koyanim go into. He eat it there, meaning goes to this, the pasuk is teaching you, goes to a koyin. Omele v'achtiv, atem u'beischem. It says over there, the ones who are going to eat it is you and your wife. B'yishon nicheset la'azara. A wife can't go into the azara. So of course, when it says b'chol makom, it doesn't mean the azara. So the pasuk is clearly speaking b'chol makom, even in the base verse. Rabboi av mishtai ha'in uvdar. Rabboi said the following story. Rabboi v'azara v'yoliv meisav maso. The Chadogino. Moshe ben Azariah used to always take a Maaser from a specific garden. That gino had two doors. One was open to a Biskvaris, to a place of Tumo. One was open to Mokav Tara. Moshe ben Azariah is a Kohen. And he used to take a Maaser from that gino, Maaser from that gino. Novak Rebbe Kiva Legabe. So Rebbe Kiva goes to the owner of the garden. Omalei, Pasach Ahen, Vesosomahen. Make sure the door that opens to the place of Taharo, seal it. And leave open the one that opens the Mokav Tumo. In other words, the only way to get into the field is to go through a Beis Kvaros through a Mokav Tumo. And also, if comes the Blazer Azariah wants to go into the field to get the Maaser, Amar Le Bo B'Derech Hazu, says the only way to get in is through the Mokav Tumo. You have to go through there. In Shalach Talmidev, he says, okay, I can't come because I'm a Kohen, I can't go to Biskvaras. But I'll send my Talmud who's a Yisrael, and more lay Atem Ksiv. It says you. I want to give to you only. I don't want to give to anybody else. Shoma was when I Omar, Marzeo de Akiva ben Yosef Balakan. I see that this is the Ritzua of Rabbi Akiva is over here, meaning I see this is what it's Rabbi Akiva here doing this concept, this trick. He's trying to convince, to show me that the halacha is that Maisa should go to a Levi, not to a Kohen. So Rabbi Akiva is the one who's planning this idea not to allow me to go into the field. Blazman Azai was convinced and he learned from here not to take a Maiser. So he gave back all the mice he took ever, all the years he took a Maiser, he returned it to pay it back because he felt maybe he did something wrong. When you want to heat a pot, you have need a lot of wood. Because when the pot is cold, you want to heat it up, you need a lot of wood until it gets very hot. But once it's already hot, then you don't need much. Then once it's already boiling, you need just a little bit of wood to keep it hot. So what do you mean? What does he mean? Blazman Azai always held that the Maisa goes to a Kohen. And there was nobody was able to change his mind. Once Rabbi Akiva was able to convince him, so he got the pot hot, now he went and got back all the Maisas that he took, meaning now already it's hot, he just to keep it hot, you don't need much to keep it at the stage where it is. Continues the Gemara from Daniel and Beis gives another mushal to this idea. You have a coal which did not heat what it's supposed to heat, it will never heat again. It gets too cold. Meaning when the opportunity is to heat up, then you go and you accomplish everything that you need to accomplish at that moment. So Blazman Azai right now, he's in the mind change of doing of understanding the mice doesn't go to a Kohen. So right away he returns all the mice that he took because right now it's still hot. The iron is still hot, and he's gonna use that as an incentive to get back all the mice. And that's how Pnei Moshe explains this mashal. So the Atavsho B'Chamayim, we learned in the Mishnah, that Atavsho, meaning you have Maisa Sheni, which is in a dish, which is cooked. So B'Chal may say, that requires beer, B'Seel say it does not require. Says the Kol Moedim B'Pasa Shemen, if you have a bread, or you have oil, which is cooked, Shutzachavar, that's being, you know, the actual wheat, the actual oil is there, you have to make sure to get to do beer. If you have wine or you have a spice, shulke mevor. Meaning if it's part of the tafshil, so it's because it's being mevor, it's not here anymore. You don't really have the wine, you don't see the wine, you don't see the spice. Ma'aplin, what's the argument? But tafshil, when you have the tafshil itself, and this eventually will get spoiled. But right now it's over here. Does it have to do beer or not? But shamarim and tzachlevar, b'sil oimim ain't tzachlevar, there's no beer in the case of a tafshil. But shamarim and tzachlechal le'lom ala kesef. So today's day and age, you don't have a samigdush, what do? It says, B'chama, take the fruits and make it on the money, because the money, you don't have to get rid of. And B'chama say, you don't have to do that. Explains more why. In my time in the B'chama, tzar to akese bilvad biyadecha. Meaning, if it's money, you can keep it. But tzar to akese bilvad biyadecha, if it's a kese, you can keep it in your hands. My time in the B'chama, afilu mechala lo ima umori. Leaving you do chil does not help. Meaning, B'chama, don't dash like B'chama. So we see all the same way there's beer and fruit, there's beer and money. So what's the point of exchanging the fruits for money? But Shammai says, there's a big point. The fruits you have to get rid of. And I can't really do mises today. So make it to money I don't have to get rid of. Halacha da zog de mishnah. Oma b'yuda b'y shoyin ayu shoyichim etzaba abatim shebedino maha ruvit kinu periseichim et shotegiya shas abir. Originally they said, the balabatim, they had items, they had fruits and vegetables growing in the field. Go, hurry up to do the Trumas and Maisers before you come to the beer. Because you need to make sure to do all the Trumas and Maisers for all the fruits and vegetables that are growing in the field. Kiva says no. If it didn't reach Oinus and Maisers, if it didn't yet reach that stage, that it's harvest, it's already ripe, it's ready for Trumas and Maisers, you know, there's no beer. The beer is only when you have a chiyuv for Trumas and Maisers. I don't have to do it early before it's fully grown. Someone has fruits far away from him. So he needs to make sure, in order to get to be able to say, I did the biur right. What's the biur? Biur means, I took care of all my trumas and maisers. So if you have fruits that is not fixed, you have to make sure to make the trumas and maisers even far away. And the Mishnah explains, Ma'aseh Gamliel v'Haskenim sheriboy mitzvinim. Gamliel and the Haskenim are coming in a boat. Omar Gamliel, Isu she'ani atid lomud, the Ma'aseh that I'm going to measure, not only Yeshua, Yeshua is a Levi, u'mikoyim ha'muskaloi, so I'm giving to Yeshua the Ma'aseh, and the place where the Ma'aseh is, I'm renting it to him, so he's going to be koyim the Ma'aseh, agav, on top of the land that I'm renting to him. Isu achar she'ani atid lomud, another Ma'aseh I'm going to measure, that's the Ma'aseh Oni. Nosun Akiva ben Yosef, she is Kiboy Laniim. Give it to Akiva ben Yosef, who's the Gabbai, collects money for Aniim, so he will be Zoich with it for the poor. Umikoyim Muskalay, and also the location is Muska to him, so he's able to coin the money with Agav the Karka. On Yeshua, Yeshua now, the God the Meiser, he said, Isu Shani Atid Lomud, I'm going to take Meiser from my Meiser, which will be Truma's Meiser, 10% of what I got. Nosun Lelozo ben Azario, I'm going to give it to Lelozo ben Azario. And I'm renting him that location of the Ma'aseh ben Ma'aseh to Elozo ben Azayo. And he's going to that Agav the Karka. Says the Mishnah Davar Amud Aleph, and it's Kablu Zemizeh Socher, which means they were coined from each other with a Socher, meaning they rented the land and they did it with Kesav, one of the ways of Kinyonim, Kesav Shtav Chazaka, money, a document, or Chazaka. Chazaka is not applicable over here in the boat, but they're able to do the kinyan because they did it the way you do schirus. When you rent something, you can do a kinyan as well, and you're coining the land. And by being coining the land, they're able to coin the fruits on top of the land. So all that, the point of this was to be able to do trumas maisis. Once you do trumas maisis, you give it to the coin of the Levi, now a person can do bir. Bir means to do the vidri and say, I got rid of everything that I'm obligated to do, and that's what Gamliel did over here in the boat. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Nun Daled.